conquered states that have been accustomed to liberty and the government of their own laws can be held by the conqueror in three different ways. The first is to ruin them. The second, for the conqueror to reside there in person. And the third is to allow them to continue living under their own laws and create in them a government of people who will keep the country friendly to the conqueror. Such a government knows it cannot maintain itself without the support of the conqueror's power and friendship, and it then becomes its interest to sustain them. Niccolò Machiavelli, the Prince. Justinian was both prone to evil and simultaneously easy to lead about by the nose, the sort of person one might call a fool and villain in one. On the one hand, he himself never spoke the truth to anyone in his presence, always saying and doing everything with treacherous intent. Yet at the same time, he was easy prey for those who wished to deceive him. He was thus an unusual mixture of stupidity and malice. Procopius, The Secret History.
Some 3,000 barbarian invaders came down and surrounded Weir Yesung. But instead of coming out to fight them, King Onjo ordered the city gates shut, and after 10 days, the barbarians ran out of supplies and began to retreat. The king then sent out his elite troops to follow them, and in a battle at Taebuhyun, the barbarians were defeated, with more than 500 killed or captured. Samguksagi, or Histories of the Three Kingdoms.
With the passage of the strike of banana laborers into the third week and following the decision of the United Fruit Company not to attempt to cut any fruit whatsoever this weekend on its own plantations, Mr. Chittenden's nervousness over the strike situation has greatly increased. Up to now, he has proceeded calmly and coolly, and in my opinion, with discretion and judgment. But yesterday afternoon, Mr. Chittenden's calmness seemed to have disappeared, and he came to me with suggestions. The department, perhaps, may feel I'm attributing too much importance to Mr. Chittenden's feelers, which arise from his unquestioned nervousness. I should therefore like to report that Mr. Chittenden informed me that he had personally suggested to Foreign Minister Guardian on last Thursday the need for martial law in the strike area.